we reacted very badly to giving away a very bad goal. That's essentially what happened. I thought we were a better team in the first half. We knew they were going to make it a physical game of ball. They did. And in credit to our lads, they stood up to it. But that's not what we needed. We needed to play football. And coming in at half time, we asked the boys to go out and play football. Don't get embroiled in the physical nature of it, because that's what they do, and they do it well. And we gave away a slappy goal, and we got involved in the nonsense, basically.
Do you think your heads dropped after that goal?
I wouldn't say our heads dropped. I'd say that our concentration and our focus shifted from playing football to anger. And you won't win anything in life when you're angry. You got to be composed. You got to have structure to the way you play. And we stopped passing the ball well. I don't think we had a shot in the second half, Mark, to be honest with you. That second half, from that moment they scored a goal, that was an awful game of ball to watch. You know, there were two honest teams having a go off each other, but in terms of the quality of football, that's as disappointing as I've seen since I've been back here anyway.
Given that Finn Harps are second in the league, can you not really...
No, and same with Wexford, because I don't think they're better than us, and I don't think Wexford are better than us, but, that sounds stupid. I've both of them beating us four times each this year,
But on the pitch, there's not really that big divide in class, is there?
There is definitely not that kind of divide, as you say. There's definitely not that divide. We're not far away. We need to make changes. We need to get people in to help these young players that are here. There's no doubt about that. The lads that have been here have been a credit to me and to the club and to the supporters and everybody associated with the club. But, we're not here to be, mediocrity doesn't come into it here. We need to be a team that pushes and looks for promotion and looks for playoffs and looks to win leagues. That's where we need to go. And at the moment, if we react the way we reacted to that goal again tonight, well then, we'll be a mid-table team for years to come. But that's certainly not going to happen.
Do you think next season Cove Ramblers could find themselves in a position like Finn Harps, chasing promotion or playoffs?
Yeah. Simply, yeah, I think, definitely, because, we have a great core bunch of players here now at the moment. We already know areas that where we need to improve. We don't have a recognised striker in the club, which is a credit to these boys that we don't have an out-and-out striker, and yet we still went on and won games and played some great football. So it's painfully obvious where we need to improve on next year. There's one or two players that need pressure put on them. So that's an area where we'll be looking to do next year as well. So, we're still enjoying this year. We're enjoying the football, because we all love football and we love the matches. We've already started preparations for next year, and what we're looking to see is which group that we have at the moment are going to come along with us.
Do you get the feeling that things on and off the pitch are a bit more stable now than maybe they were at the start of the season?
Yeah, well, that kind of allows us, as I was explaining to you, this is why we can... go and start looking to improve, and this is why we're talking about playoffs, this is why we're talking about championships, because of what this committee have done to the club and what the players have done on the pitch. Like, we were up here today, we had the chairman cleaning the seats with Adam, who plays for us. His wife was lining the pitch. There was other members of the committee up here and from the football staff cleaning cars as part of a fundraiser, and it was very well supported. So all that kind of stuff shows a spirit that's in the club. She's back up on two legs now, as far as I can see. We are definitely going to push on. There's still an awful lot of work to do. We're doing it. We still have a lot of work to do on the pitch. We're doing it. And we still have to change the kegs in the bar. We're doing it. So, so there's a lot of positive stuff going on. And, I don't think I'm running ahead of myself when I say that Ramblers are back and we're getting stronger week by week.
Three games left in the season, so Steve, how will you go and approach them?
The way we've approached every game, we're going to try and win them, Mark, and that's simple as that. Two of them are away, one of them are at home. What we'd really like to do is, especially for the home game, the last home game of the season, we'd like to put on a top-class performance for the supporters and try and give them something to remember and come back to us next year. But obviously there's 9 points left to play for. We're going to try and win the 9 of them, see what happens.